Now we're joined by Marceline Tigers head football coach Mark Ross. And coach, we'll start with the offensive side of the ball. Colin Bruner, your senior running back, he's your nominee for the Dream Team this year. Before we get to him on the field, what kind of leader is he in the locker room, and what kind of kid is he in the classroom?
Yeah, you know, both of those guys are tremendous leaders for us. They both serve on our leadership council, and, you know, they're big vocal leaders on and off the field, and, you know, they do the little things, you know, in the classroom and stuff like that, and set a great example for these other younger kids. You know, they're tremendous leaders, and they're definitely two guys that we're going to miss next year.
Okay, we'll start with Cullen. Cullen, the senior running back, as I mentioned, 189 carries for 1,637 yards and 30 touchdowns. Really quite the athlete. And what do you think is his best part of his running game?
Yeah, you know, it's just getting downhill. You know, he hits the hole hard, and, you know, he breaks a lot of arm tackles because of how hard he's hitting the hole. And, you know, as the course of the season's gone on, you've really seen his vision develop and for him to mature as a runner throughout the course of the season. You know, that's been tremendous for him. And, you know, it's been really fun to watch him take off and go this year.
All right, now we'll switch over to defense. And your defensive nominee for the Dream Team is senior linebacker Colby Sims. And Colby's a kid that's really all over the field. Seems like he's in on almost every tackle.
Yeah, definitely. You know, he's definitely a guy that teams are trying to game plan for. And, you know, he flies around and he makes so many plays. And, you know, it's not even necessarily the plays that he's always making either. It's the things that he's forcing offenses to do. You know, they're trying to find ways to either get a double team on him or run away from him. And that forces them to run to other guys. And, you know, for us to be able to do a lot of different things defensively, that's been tremendous for us. And, you know, 132 tackles on the season. He leads the team by a large margin, you know, and he just, the way he hits and makes plays, and, you know, he's that leader on defense for us, and, you know, he's having a phenomenal year.
All right, well, your Tigers have had a very good season, and you're a fairly young team, but how nice is it to have these two seniors, and how big a leadership role did they both have on the young football team?
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. You know, both these guys have started since their sophomore year, and, you know, they even saw limited time on the field their freshman year. They're just those kinds of kids, and, you know, they had tremendous teams around them, you know, coming up. And, you know, now it's truly their team. You know, they were huge leaders for us last year, obviously, and, you know, big playmakers for us. But, you know, as seniors this year, you know, it is their team. And, you know, they just fly around and make plays and do all the little things that we ask. And, you know, they're truly a blessing to have. And they've been a joy to be around. And, you know, they're guys that we're going to miss in the future.
Having them play crucial roles as freshmen and sophomore, like you mentioned, that's really had to have groomed them into the leaders they are now, and it's not only going to help them on the football field, but going to help them in life in general as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, no matter what these guys do post high school, you know, they have extremely bright futures, and you know, they're extremely motivated and individuals, and you know, whatever they decide to do, they're going to be very successful at.